From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The Russian hostage crisis appears to be over, but the outcome still is uncertain. There was a battle at the school in the southern town of Beslan, where Chechen rebels were holding hundreds of children, parents, and teachers. There were explosions and a lot of gunfire earlier today. There are reports of many, many casualties, but information from the scene is still confusing and contradictory. We'll have more on this story later in the program. First, our lead today is day one of the real presidential campaign with 2 months to go. President Bush was in Pennsylvania this morning telling crowds that he will build the nation's economy and keep the country safe. And at the Republican National Convention in New York last night, George Bush gave the speech that thousands of GOP delegates had waited for.
Mr. Chairman, delegates, fellow citizens, I'm honored by your support and I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
Over the next hour, Mr. Bush talked about what he would do in a second term, some of what he'd do anyway, and went after his opponent, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, calling him a liberal and out of touch with America. Here with his analysis of the speech is Slate's Chris Sullentrop. First, Chris, Mr. Bush had a lot to say about September 11th and his role in combating terrorism. What's the message here?
Well, the message is that the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan are all part of a larger war, a global war on terrorism, and that it is of a piece with the 20th century wars against tyranny and the American mission to spread freedom around the world. You almost heard a corollary to the Bush doctrine here that America's duty is to spread freedom globally.
But the speech is billed as a look ahead at a possible second term, and this is one of his themes here.
Another priority for a new term is to build an ownership society, because ownership brings security and dignity and independence.
So what he's talking about is home ownership. He has a plan for increasing home ownership. Is this a new idea or a new way of presenting his priorities?
Well, he talks about home ownership a lot because it's one of the good economic numbers he can point to, home ownership being at record highs right now, but it ties into his theme of an ownership society. The home ownership, health savings accounts that are portable that you can take job to job, individual retirement accounts that are partially taken out of Social Security taxes. These are all part of what he was called the Liberty Agenda recently, but they've traditionally called the Ownership Society, which is the Bush agenda for the next 4 years.
A little bit of good economic news for him today. Unemployment down last month by a tenth of a percentage point and job increases of 144,000.
Yes, it was a number that was sort of right in the middle of what people were estimating would tell us something significant. More than a couple hundred thousand was going to be really good news for Bush. Less than 100,000 was going to be really good news for Kerry. Now we've got something they can both argue about over whether it's good or bad.
Well, the president also spent a fair amount of time criticizing Senator Kerry. He said that the senator's values are more in line with Hollywood than the American mainstream. He accused him of having Hollywood associations, and he used a familiar phrase often used by Republicans against Democrats. Here it is.
His policies of tax and spend, of expanding government rather than expanding opportunity, are the politics of the past. We are on the path to the future, and we're not turning back.
Chris, is this the kind of thing that Americans like to hear in a political speech? Is this what the voters want?
Well, that particular soundbite I don't think will bother anyone. But what you were talking about, where he talked about Hollywood values and conservative values, that part took me a little bit by surprise because the bulk of this speech was a return to the sort of 2000 campaign George Bush, the compassionate conservative George Bush. And he had a long paragraph about gay marriage, about abortion, about social conservatism, which is supposed to alienate voters in swing suburban counties, and it really shows how much this president is going to rely on turning out new conservative voters this year to take him to victory.
And finally, Chris, in an unprecedented move, at least that's what reports are calling it, Senator Kerry held a big rally last night, less than an hour after Mr. Bush finished his speech. And he answered what he said were this week's attacks on his ability to be commander-in-chief. Here's Senator Kerry.
I will not have my commitment to defend this country questioned by those who refused to serve when they could have and who misled America into Iraq.
Is this a tougher John Kerry we're seeing here, Chris?
It was. I wonder whether or not it was a mistake. I think this is an effective line of attack if it's carried out by surrogates. But to have Kerry stand up there and talk about how he served two tours of duty, how Dick Cheney had five deferments, I think it was good to get out there and get in the news cycle, stop the president's momentum maybe. But to go that tough and that personal as the candidate, I wonder how it'll play out.
He's essentially calling the vice president a draft dodger.
No, he sure is. And that didn't work for the president's father against Bill Clinton in 1992. We'll see how it turns out this time.
Opinion and analysis from Chris Sullentrop. He writes the On the Trail column for Slate. Chris, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.